This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Into the whole show, powered by Chevron. It is a Big City Roadhouse Football Friday here, and we're gearing up for another busy weekend of regional football. The teams that we care about, the teams we're following along, starting tonight with Colorado State going to San Diego State. Very important game there for this coaching staff. And I know we're bringing Ethan Bird on from KGWN-TV to talk specifically about Wyoming and UNLV coming up this weekend, but Ethan, you were at that game, right, last week? I wasn't able to go. Kiddo had a tonsillectomy, so I didn't go. And I was waiting for the jokes of, like, I'd rather have a tonsillectomy than go to that game, because that was a rough, rough situation for Colorado State.
Yeah, if I hadn't have gone with a bunch of friends from college, you know, all of us kind of having a little reunion, it would have been a lot less enjoyable. But I think the text that I sent you, or the two texts I sent you, the first one being at least a ticket for $15, and the second being at least the light show is good. I think that kind of sums it up for me.
So what was it like? I mean, because you're out there, you're around a bunch of different fans and stuff. What was the vibe? Because I saw the vibe the week before that, and you know, when I was exiting the stadium, it was kind of rough. But what was it like, you know, amongst other fans?
Well, I mean, like, the atmosphere at the start was awesome. You know, everybody was excited, having a good time. You get that opening drive field goal. I thought the vibes were pretty good, and then the rest of the game happened, and they weren't good at all. You know, we went to grab a friend at the gate at halftime, and we went back to our seats, and nobody that was near us was around us anymore. So that's about how it went. Vibes weren't great. I don't think anybody was very happy except for the Wazoo fans. Shout out Wazoo fans. They're really nice. Yeah, should have gotten heckled a lot more.
Kudos to Colorado State pumping them up in that fourth quarter. I mean, that was a little, you know, the canvas chaos there. That was for Washington State, because I don't think CSU was feeling it.
No, it was as lethargic as it comes, both on the fans and the offensive side. Defense was a lot better second half. Just the offense couldn't figure it out.
Do you think, one more on the Rams side, like, from your perspective, do you think tonight's the night? Like, if you don't beat San Diego State, you're now, I mean, you're 0-1 in the conference. You went 1-3 in non-con, which was a shaky 1-3 with that UNC game. Do you think this would, if they lose tonight, that's it for Jay Norvell?
I wouldn't be super surprised. I mean, you know, start of the Mountain West season, it's a completely new season. Delete everything, go forward. It's just, I mean, I guess with Coach Mummy calling the plays, we'll see if there's any improvement there. But, I mean, the lack of discipline comes down to coaching. The penalties weren't great. The receivers need to get separation to help out their quarterback, whoever the quarterback is. But I think I told you at the beginning of the season, out of the two Jays in the Mountain West, I'd much rather be Jay Sovell than Jay Norvell right now on every metric.
Yeah, and right now you have a Cowboys team, Ethan, that's certainly improved from last year. I mean, this is a team that won three games last year, and now they're going up against a UNLV team, an undefeated UNLV team. But if you pay attention and you look at who they beat, it doesn't feel like an undefeated UNLV team.
No, I mean, of all the teams that they've played, all those teams have three wins on the season, and two of them are FCS Idaho State.
Yeah.
You know, like, they haven't played the best competition. Miami of Ohio should have been almost a blowout, but Miami of Ohio forgot how to play football in the fourth quarter. But I think what we're seeing is UNLV is going to come into this game as their first true test of the season, right? But Wyoming has had two good tests over the past 2 weeks. Did they kind of fail those tests against Utah and Colorado? Yes, but nobody, I mean, you had to be optimistic that they could pull off an upset in either of those games. But realistically, I mean, we all knew they'd be 2-2 coming into this week. Would have been nice for them to be 3-1, 4-0, yes. But they've played two very good teams, which I think, I mean, CU, decent team. But I think two teams that really allowed this younger team and with a lot of guys playing new positions to really figure out what kind of athlete they are and how they stack up against other people.
Ethan Bird joining us, talking a little Cowboys football here. And clearly the defense, I mean, I know the Buffs ended up getting their 37 last time out, but the way this team has played overall, and again, that first half against Utah, it's been impressive on the defensive side. We're just begging just to see some of that production on the offensive side, because if you can get just a little bit of that, this defense is going to win you some football games.
Oh, absolutely. I think Sam Harris finally being promoted to RB1, as he should have been. I mean, the kid's a home run hitter. We're going to see him run for a 50, 40-yarder sometime in the next few weeks. Caden Anderson, I mean, he looks like he's starting to get more comfortable, especially in that drive, that touchdown drive in the fourth quarter against CU. The tempo could have been a little bit faster, but he looked so much more comfortable. The offense actually looked like they had some type of rhythm. So I think if you can replicate that, you're in a much better position against the UNLV defense that gives up a lot of yards on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, the running, rushing attack. And again, you mentioned him, Samuel Harris has just been, I mean, he's been excellent. Another great game against the Buffs. But honestly, it feels like a lot of their running backs are pretty solid too, because I think still, you know, a guy like Sam Scott could still put up some big numbers for you.
Well, Sam Scott just runs the ball the right way. I love watching him play football. He runs with the football like he's a bulldozer. He's not scared of contact. He can hit anybody. He's a big kid. He used to be a linebacker, so he knows what he needs to do in order to get that tough yardage. And then Tron Kelman, I mean, he's very athletic too. That three-headed monster that you've got at running back, no matter who's in there, they can be productive, and that's a blessing for a coaching staff.
What are we hearing about big-time tight end John Michael Gillenborg? We're kind of still waiting for his season to take off here, and obviously having some injuries, didn't play in that CU game. Can we expect him against UNLV tomorrow?
Sounds like it, but, I mean, wait, don't they have to do the course on Wednesday now?
Yeah. Oh,
I forgot about that. I should probably look for that.
Well, and that would be a big one because, I mean, again, this guy, we all believe, I think you and I talked about that to start the season, like this guy's going to be a dude that plays on Sundays, but whether it's injury or just not really getting rolling here, we haven't seen it yet in what promised to be a big year.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I would put him, probably questionable, erring on the side of probable. But they just need to get the ball in his hands. And I think that's been part of the big issue. Yeah, I mean, you got Zachary and you feed Chris Harris Jr. because, I mean, he had one heck of a game. But they keep talking about putting their offense in a position to succeed and putting the ball in the hands of the playmakers. And we've seen that for pretty much everybody but John Mike. And I think if he can get on the field and stay healthy, he's due for a breakout game.
Yeah, I'd love to see it, you know, and what better way to do it if you can get into conference play here and start to make a run. Because it is interesting when you kind of look at the schedule of teams coming up, then you're home against San Jose State, at Air Force, their defense is rough. They're in Colorado State. I mean, by the time Wyoming takes them on, who knows? They could have a different head coach at that point. So if you can beat UNLV, you have a really good opportunity to put yourself kind of in the top echelon in the Mountain West.
Oh, absolutely. I think the Mountain West is pretty much wide open this year. It's a down year for the conference. You know, Boise, UNLV, not the powerhouses they were over the past couple of years. Fresno State looks good, but they're gettable. Everybody's gettable right now in the Mountain West, and I think that sets up Wyoming in a great position, especially since you don't play Boise this year, and you get Nevada, you get Hawaii, CSU. I mean, that for all we know, that border war might be an all-time low-scoring border war over the past couple of decades. Because, I mean, the CSU defense isn't bad, and the Wyoming defense is teetering on elite when they're playing the right way. But the schedule really shakes out well, if you beat UNLV, you have a chance to compete for a conference championship game.
I mean, it's weird we're even kind of saying that, but that's what this kind of game means. Mm-hmm. And you look at Wyoming, and hey, they're a 3.5-point dog here, and I don't know if that's more so just looking at the fact that UNLV's 4-0 or what that is, but
yeah.
If the offense can just get a little bit going, who knows, man? Wyoming could make a run.
Yo, I also think Vegas is kind of where we're at, right? Like they're undefeated, but you're only a 3.5-point favorite against a team that's 2-2. What does that say about the confidence of Vegas and the bettors in UNLV actually being a legit undefeated team in college football right now?
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, that plus 3.5 is kind of enticing. I mean, how many close games did we see in Mountain West play at War Memorial last year? Did Wyoming end up on the wrong side of those close games every time? Absolutely. But I think this team is in a much better position to be more competitive in those one possession games.
Do you like Wyoming? I mean, I know you're not a big picks guy. That's what I'm obsessed with. But do you like Wyoming pulling it off this weekend?
I think it's favorable. You know, there's a chance of rain tomorrow night, too.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? That bodes well.
Especially if you've got to start running the ball. I mean, UNLV has a really good running back, too. But I think there's better depth on the Wyoming side. You know, you're at War Memorial. I like it. You'll make me say it. I like it.
I like it. All right, Ethan, there we go, man. This would be a huge game, a huge win for the Cowboys, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, big week in the Mountain West. We're really going to figure out how these teams stack up against each other, because we're finally, like, with the exception of Air Force and Boise, you know, CSU, who knows what San Diego State is. You know, 2 weeks ago, they're blowing out Cal. And last week, it's a 6-3 game against future Mountain West Northern Illinois University. I mean, that San Jose State New Mexico game has a chance to be really fun, too. With the exception of Fresno, Nevada, it's a lot of really good games on the plate.
Yeah, no question about it. Ethan, great stuff from you as always, my friend. And well, hopefully we're talking about a 3-2 Cowboys team that might be able to set themselves up very nicely here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I enjoy covering wins a lot more than I cover losses. It makes my job a lot more enjoyable, so I agree with you on that.
We need some. It's been a rough go for a lot of the teams.
Yeah, we need some positivity out here.
No question about it, man. Ethan, appreciate you as always, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
All right, looking forward to it, man. Thank you.
All right, Ethan Bird, KGWN-TV. Talking all things Wyoming Cowboys, 18 minutes after the hour. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we'll switch gears and we'll talk CU and TCU. Do the Buffs have a shot against TCU? See, you shake your head so quickly, but when I say, do the Broncos have a shot, you look like I just offended you in the worst possible way.
We are talking about two different programs. We're talking about the NFL.
What?
Where every game
you mean the
is
Broncos
much closer.
Are not in college?
And we're talking about college where...
And you mean the Buffs aren't in the NFL?
Well, in college, it's just a 14-point favorite is a 14-point favorite. Whereas in the NFL, you're not going to get a 14-point favorite very often.
It's true. You don't see a lot of those monster spreads. In fact, like last night's game... Those are kind of the bigger spreads you'll see, like 8.5. It's crazy to see like a 10-point spread in an NFL game. 19.
And who won that game?
19 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Cut a hamburger, Mike. Learn how to cut a hamburger before you insult me, okay? How about that?
It was terribly cut.
It was terribly cut.
I wish I had taken a picture of it. You could have tweeted
it. Use a knife. Like, just...
I did use a knife.
I did not look like it. It felt like you just used your finger and you were just like...
I wish I'd used an axe.
Should have used something. We'll be right back.
Don't sweat. sweat it, NoCo. With cooler temperatures upon us, that only means more red hot takes. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.